So this is only one of two assigned sermons as your intern minister. Otherwise, during our time, I've had freedom of the pulpit. And I remember my initial and maybe irreverent thought on hearing the topic of what really matters of how on earth should I know? There's as many answers to that question as there are people in the congregation. And we'll come back to that later because I really think that's important. And I'm approaching these two sermons as bookends. The first introduced me to the congregation, my journey to and with Unitarian Universalism, and what brought me to this beloved community. And that last line of that sermon was, because yes, Nick, I actually have been planning this for 2 years. We will decide what really matters in our ministry. And I think that over the last 2 years, we have really lived into what matters in our ministry. So as Cara lifted up, we can answer what really matters from so many perspectives. First, we can consider for this one what we have done. And from a what we have done perspective, that would be enough. We have shared 2 full congregational years of services. We've co-created a new small group ministry program, Tables of Eight, and that emerged from requests for connection across the communities within UUCF. Being a community of communities is a tremendous strength, and connection across there is super valuable. And some groups found fruitful ground, and others have found ways that maybe we can do better in our next iteration. But connection, learning, community, relationship, it really matters. We became a good trouble congregation, one of 24 in the nation, building new communities, new relationships, deepening our connections with each other in this congregation, and our commitment to live our values out in the world. We acted for justice. Justice, democracy, acting on our values throughout our society. It really matters. And I am grateful, I am so blessed to have had these experiences with you. It is so exciting that this community is choosing to keep them going, and I am so grateful for the lay leaders who have volunteered to lead both of those efforts. A second way we can answer what really matters is from the moments that have touched us, and that would be enough. Whether it's a song in a service or a conversation, the moments that touched us individually will be as different as we are because they resonate with our own lived experience. Each service, we've had an opportunity to share our joys and sorrows with the congregation. And in preparation for this service, I invited some further reflections on our joys with index cards over the past few weeks. These joys and sorrows and all the moments that touch us weave our community together, just as we weave together our worship services with so many voices. When we reflect on those moments, a connection forms between you and the other members of this community. And that happens when we gather. That happens when we sing together, and that happens when something in a service touches us and we talk about it. Our joy is shared, amplified, and woven into our community. Our sorrow is diminished and divided, and this is sacred work. It is a powerful invitation into mutuality and community. Most Sundays, Carl reminds us that we are different for having spent this time together. And I believe that is true. Together, thinking, feeling, singing together are powerful sources of connection. And it restores us and helps us grow in so many ways. And then we take this out into the world, into our lives, into the community beyond these walls. And now I'm going to pivot a little bit, because I can answer what really matters in this context from my own perspective and experience. Part of what really matters for me is that I learned to be a minister. In these last 2 years, all those moments we have co-created has been such a formative experience. And I'm going to invite you into some movement with me in a minute for those who are in person. And if you're online, I'm going to invite you to turn your camera off. And as I speak a group or something that resonates for you, to turn your camera back on and stay on while others join you. Reverend Carl, your guidance and mentorship, your kindness and wisdom, intelligence are unsurpassed. And I quite possibly might be the luckiest intern I know. I'm honored to have learned from you throughout this time, and whatever ministry I live into, it was guided by your supportive mentorship. Thank you. With the support of all the members of my internship committee, both first and second year, thank you for your guidance, feedback, compassion, endless support. Please rise in body or spirit, or if you're online, please turn your camera on. To the Board of Trustees, thank you for demonstrating what policy governance can be, leading with grace, collegiality, and making it fun. Please join us. Please rise in body or spirit. With the Finance Committee doing the hard work of managing the resources of this congregation, making amazing spreadsheets that made complex things simple that even I can understand, and making hard recommendations and decisions that are easy and beneficial as possible. Please join us. With the Stewardship Committee graciously inviting people into generosity, highlighting all the ways to give and sustaining this very special congregation. Please rise. The choir and marvelous music ministry led by the incredible Deb and accompanied by Nick. There is so much talent in this congregation. Will the musicians please join us? With all the liturgists, testimonies, all who spoke for a split plate, with our amazing AV team, although I would love to invite you to join us, please stay put. With the participants of our religious education and parent forum groups, please rise. With the Frederick's Cups community and our amazing rituals that connect us to the wheels of the year and our ancestors and nature and deities, please join us. The plant sale team, bringing beauty, community, connecting us to our neighbors. The various ministerial programs, the dismantling racism team, our poetry group, our Buddhist groups, small group ministries, chalice circles, anyone who's participated in Table of Eight or UU The Vote, and finally, anyone who has been touched by any moment in a service, including this one, that we have co-created over the last 2 years, that whether it's a conversation or coffee hour or an event or something that has moved your spirit, look around. I think that's part of what really matters. Thank you. Please be seated and set your camera as you wish. So 2 weeks ago, I shared in a reflection that those who choose to give of themselves and nurture what is emerging in others are really special. And this congregation has made that choice to reach into the not yet and support what is becoming in the interns who serve here. And that makes this a special place. And through all of this, I have learned to become a minister, and that really matters. Also, through all our interactions, I have come to love this community in a healthy, bounded way. I was also changed. Octavia Butler is right. All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. And the only lasting truth is change. See, I came to you 110% a chaplain. I worked in medicine, I served in the military, two common chaplaincy settings, and I witnessed chaplains come alongside people to help people, anyone really, whether you're a congregant or not, whether you shared a faith tradition or not, through some really hard times, worldview, life-changing times. And it didn't matter what else you shared. What mattered was that you were going through something and you needed to talk and make meaning, and that support was beautiful. I watched them help people heal and accompany them through the unimaginable. If I'm honest, that's why I thought I was going to theological school. And And my experience reinforced that. My clinical pastoral education experience was amazing. My educator and my colleagues were fantastic. My mentor, Reverend Ellen Swinford, is an awesome and dear colleague. And my cohort of fellow students are still in relationship. The participants and patients have taught me so much. The actual practice resonated with all my previous experiences, but took them to that deeper level in those compassionate and caring relationships. And through all those moments of worldview-changing experiences, as I left that program, I thought, yep, that's what I'm going to do. And yet, oh, and yet, beloveds, may life always surprise us. Another mentor, Reverend David Pyle, teaches that a point of theological school is to change us. And it did. It changed me, and then you, practicing here, in the ministry we have co-created, has changed me again. Serving with this congregation and worshiping together is a breathtaking and breath-inspiring experience. The power of chosen community, where we get to stop being one person and act for justice, is amazing. Being invited into deeper relationship with community partners from the NAACP to the Frederick Center is inspiring and generative. Bringing our values into a world that so desperately needs it is either through those community actions or when other congregations come and share your services. Defending our democracy and living into solving our problems through conversation, talking out our differences while becoming a beloved community, is so desperately needed today. Being part of the evolution of our religious tradition with the 8th Principle and Article 2 revisions, and serving in a community that is both spiritual and religious, embodies a robust religious pluralism, and living into, deeply into, our covenants to mutually trust and respect each other is so powerful. And as a result, my call diversified. My only answer when asked the common question of, are you a congregational minister or a chaplain, is yes. I refuse to choose, and I don't have to. I may have to do one at a time, because there are so many hours in a day. But now, to quote the comic character Dorian Gray, I'm complicated. Life, at least for me, when I'm fully living it, is usually both complicated and really simple. It's complicated because I can't wait to see where I find my next connection, what community or congregation I get to serve, and this means this is a liminal time. Things are moving, and where there's motion, things interact, change, shift, and are becoming. Yep. Complicated. And it's complicated because I don't fit in the categories anymore, if I ever did. And really, how many of us do? Right? I've always tended to be a generalist, and I love bringing our values into the world in powerful ways. And while it's complicated, it's also really simple. Because while that transformation and that broadening of call are really important to me, where we do ministry isn't what really matters. How we are with each other is the ministry. When we engage with love, when we act for justice, when we honor the truth, and how all of that changes us, that is what really matters. So here's where Reverend Carl was mentioning today's QR Code Sunday. I'm also circling back to how there are many answers to the question of what really matters, as there are people in this congregation. The QR code is also in the order of service. Please consider sharing your voice for what really matters in our shared ministry over the past 2 years. Both ways to access our word cloud are on the screen, in our order of service, and is in our chat too. The QR code can be scanned from most cell phone cameras, or there's the text code of numbers on the screen that to be used at mentimeter.com. And I wanted to take a moment and thank everyone who's already contributed. But also invite that if you'd like to contribute, and you already have, you're welcome to do so again. It is unlimited. Either way will take you to three short answers to describe what really matters. And if you happen to have your cell phone with you and can do this with no problem, and you look to your left or you look to your right, and you see someone who either doesn't or may be struggling, I invite you to maybe offer a hand either in the next few minutes or maybe after service, so that we can help support all of us sharing our voices. Everyone can put in multiple answers. So here's what's been shared so far. And I love the interaction of our voices and the spontaneous synergy of our values. And if you see a word and think, oh yeah, or oh, good thought, go ahead, add it. Amplifying and inspiration are both part of the game and our community. A core trait of UUCF is that we learn from each other. And that really matters. Love, compassion, community, peace, hope, those really matter. And my final pivot is back to you, the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Frederick. This teaching congregation, this amazing teaching congregation, I want to take a moment and really let that sink in. This congregation not only creates community and ministry here, but teaches those seeking to do ministry, seeking to find and hone the minister within themselves, how to do that elsewhere. You are supporting the beloved tradition, our whole tradition, through this ministry. And I am honored to be your third intern. And like my predecessors, we get to come and work with you for a while. And now it is time for me to take this ministry out into the world. And wherever I go and however I serve, it started and deepened here with the ministry we have shared, and I have become but one of your alumni. You have also lifted up so many ministers from within your midst, including one getting ordained next Sunday. And I have found this life-saving faith and are bringing it to others. This is a sacred community, and I am grateful to have been formed here and so grateful that another is coming behind. So my blessing for you, may you always have students and interns in this vibrant community. May you continue to grow in engagement and love and compassion, and may you use your gifts for justice. And finally, I get to the meaning of life part. The meaning of life comes in our day-to-day choices and our day-to-day interactions. The meaning of life is the choice to give of ourselves to nurture others. The meaning of life is held in our joys and our sorrows and compassion. The meaning of life is love. The ministry and the lives we have chosen to live, embodying this chosen faith, is the meaning of life, and it is fractal, as Adrienne Muir Brown teaches, and when we gather, it is amplified. So, what really matters is saying goodbye. What we have accomplished and how we have changed both individually and together. How we are with each other. Love, justice, hope, service, and finally, thank you.